It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, we got friends, guests from the community in here this morning. We got Rob from Just Love and Kindness. And of course, his big golf tournament is coming up in about a week.
Right.
And then we're so happy to have the chief of police, Protection County, Arkansas. And I'm so glad to be able to say chief of police.
Right.
Because for so many years, I said the public information officer, the PIO, Protection County, Arkansas Police.
Right.
Christy Bennett. I even remember when it was Christy Mitchell. Right?
That's how we started.
And then it took me forever to go, Christy Mitchell, Bennett.
Yep.
I got it right.
And Bennett for almost 10 years now.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. But seriously, she was a public information officer for Texas County Arkansas Police. What was it, 15 years?
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, recently became the chief of police for Texas County Arkansas. We're proud. We're happy. We're just happy that we've got you as chief of police because you are perfect for the job because you know how to, I guess it is, interact and feel with the community.
Aww, well, thank you.
Because you've been involved so long and you've got that personality, that caring personality of like, you're the chief of police, but you're also just a member of the community, and you're a friend of the community, and you're involved in the community, and you've been doing it so long. It's a perfect combination.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, but I have the most incredible people.
Oh, I know that.
I have such good people that are amazing at what they do, and they work every day to make our city safe, and they just do an incredible job. I'm so proud of them. I'm the lucky one. I really am. I'm the lucky one to have this opportunity to get to be with these guys and gals.
And of course, we got, both sides of town are lucky to have very good chiefs of police.
Strong leadership.
And very good organizations, very good members from top to bottom.
We've
got a great, great system. And I always say it now, I do this every time, and I'm being just absolutely honest as I can be, when Sean Vaughn comes in here and Kelly Pilgreen, who's the new public information, I tell them, I wish that all agencies that have to do with law enforcement or communications would go to the school or whatever it is y'all go to, that y'all, both sides of town, have great public information officers, and they do it in such a professional manner, and they're so forthcoming with the details. Obviously, there's some they can't give out sometimes. We understand that.
Yeah.
But the PIOs, the public information officers on both sides of town, do such a great job. And we are blessed to have them. And they're a model for other people to follow.
Yes. Other communities should follow it.
Kelly, you know, I was PIO for 15 years. Kelly jumps in there, and he's incredible.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He is so far ahead of where I was at his point.
He's strong.
I mean, he is so strong. I mean, this was his calling. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, I had to learn things and figure out things on my own, but he's got it in him.
Yeah.
I mean, he is just phenomenal.
He stepped in ready to go for sure. So we're proud of both sides. And, of course, we love what Rob does with his Just Love and Kindness. Tell us a little bit about, once again, how you got involved with the Texas County Arkansas Police for that wonderful Pride Academy.
Yeah, well, after the demise of losing our son, Lori and I decided that, and it's the organization too, it's not just me, but we decided we can sit in misery or we can try to make good of our loss. So anyway, we knew what we wanted to do. It took quite some time to, you know, the corporations and all that type of stuff and getting everything set up. And then we knew what our purpose was, but it was hard to explain to people that purpose.
Right.
And I ran into Christy's detective hack at the grocery store one day, who was the lead detective on Jared's case. Mm-hmm. And he asked how we were doing and told him about this. And I said, you know, we just need something to lock into. Well, he said, go see Christy Bennett.
Right.
And the Pride program does and still does exactly what we envision Just Love and Kindness to be a part of.
Okay. And
so luckily, by the grace of God, we had a wonderful golf tournament last year. We raised a lot of funds for the Pride program. And now this year, we also have Kevin Schutte on the Texas side has launched his youth program called Heroes and Pros. So now we'll be benefiting both of these programs. And again, if we can just steer a couple of kids the right direction.
It's a win.
Yeah. Yep. His deal is about getting the kids before the mistakes and the tragedies come about, so maybe that won't happen if
right.
you get them before
right.
instead of always getting it after.
Right.
And we'll have to get Kevin in here with you to talk about the what they're starting on the Texas side as well. This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture that you can purchase today in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with Rob from Just Love and Kindness and Christy Bennett, the Texarkana, Arkansas Police Chief. And we're talking about how Just Love and Kindness and the police department have gotten together and helping out with the Pride Academy and such, and things that to help youth in our area. You can see it make a difference where they get to them and maybe head off problems ahead of time instead of having to deal with problems after they happen. And that's just like medical conditions. If you can head it off ahead of time instead of after it's already happened, you save a lot. And this way, we're saving a lot of lives.
Right. Keeping families together.
And keeping things intact. But let's talk a little bit about the golf tournament. You had a huge one last year.
Yes, we did.
and you got a lot of people going, this was a great golf tournament. Great job. And you say this time it's even going to be bigger and better.
Yeah, the formats and all that are quite the same.
Uh-huh.
The bigger thing this year is that we've gotten a lot more sponsorship from the community, which we can't thank everyone enough. I think people are realizing what we're trying to do to save these young people from bad things happening to them is real. And we will let the kids know while we're there that look around you. We're going to have 20 some banners around the practice green of sponsorships, and if you don't think the community cares about you, just look.
Right.
And we did that at the presentation with Christy last year. So lots of great auction items. We have a live auctioneer coming this year.
Uh-huh.
I would guesstimate, if you want to come out and bid on some of these great items, probably around 1 o'clock, 1:30 is when the auction would start.
All right. So if you're not going to be involved in the golf
right.
tournament, you can still come out and bid on the auction items and get you a neat item and help out at the same time. But you say around 1:30 maybe?
Somewhere in that okay. neighborhood, too. And then also you can go online to our website, justloveandkindness.org. If you want to buy a lunch ticket and get a ribeye dinner from Roadhouse, you're welcome to do that.
And who wouldn't want that?
Right.
We do.
Anyway, it's going to be a big event again. One issue I ran into this year is our tent, the big high-top tent. It's having to come all the way from Shreveport this year.
Oh, wow.
So next year, hopefully, I tried to buy it, but uh-huh. they won't sell it to me.
Let me buy that thing.
Yeah, I'll just buy it. But it's a great event. The people that attended last year still talk about what a great event it was. And we've gotten so many more businesses involved this year.
It's not like you got a lot of good sponsors.
Absolutely. And, when we have money come from all over the United States.
Right.
As a matter of fact, a friend of mine from out in California, he sent a big check again. He said, keep up the good work.
All right.
My boss in North Dakota, one of our major sponsors, he said, keep up the good work. And when you're done there, come here. So we're trying.
Yeah. You're doing a great job. And for a golfer that's lucky enough to get a hole in one on a certain hole, there's a big incentive there.
Oh, you betcha. Greg Orr and mm-hmm. Classic have put up a 2021 GMC pickup. I got the picture of it yesterday. It's beautiful, kind of pearlish white.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
GMC.
The iridescent.
It'll be parked up on top, if anybody's familiar with the golf ranch. It'll be parked up above hole number 17 is where the hole in one will be.
Okay.
And the Oars, Blair over there, the marketing lady, she said, we want somebody to win this.
Yes.
So we're doing it at the minimum yardage. So
okay.
it's only a 160-yard shot.
Someone's got to win it.
Hunter's promise we will put the hole in one of the most accessible areas
okay.
of the green. So we're praying somebody wins that.
That would
yeah,
not be
that's along, exciting.
And along with that, too, the other par threes will be holes in one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's lucky enough to get a hole in one on any of the other holes, they'll have their choice of a brand new Callaway driver or a new Cobra driver
wow.
that comes with it as well.
We got Rob, and we got the chief of police for Texarkana, Arkansas, Christy Bennett, in here with us. And we've been talking about the Just Love and Kindness, and, of course, the Pride Academy that Texarkana, Arkansas has been putting on for how many years now?
This is our 10th year.
Our 10th year. And you've been involved with the Pride Academy. How long have y'all been involved with it?
This is our second full year. Okay. I mean, we started 3 years ago, but you know, as far as being able to provide funding, it's we're in our second year.
Well, you're helping it to get bigger and better.
Absolutely. And then, you know, hey, once we've got our feet on the ground, and maybe we can go to some of the outlying communities and get, you know, those local PDs to think about going this direction. Mm-hmm. And Lori and I actually spoke to a group of kids in Hooks High School. So anywhere we can put our footprint out there, we're trying. Right. To save these kids. So we also have the Texas side now. Kevin Schutte launched his program, Heroes and Pros, and so we're full up in town. Now we just need to spread out.
Very good. And I think you've said this before, and if you didn't, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure you did. I think you said, if you can stop one child from having their life ruined by maybe bad decisions, just bad fortunes, if you can save one child from going down that road, it's worth it.
Absolutely. Every life, it means the world to us.
Right.
And we lost our son.
Yeah.
And if we can save 1, 2, 15, 30, whatever, right. I don't care. That's what
the more the better.
Right.
But if it's one, it's worth it.
But, you know, those split decisions these youth make today, although Jared was an adult at the time, but he had the brain injury, but you know, that one decision actually ruined two families. You know, the perpetrator that took our son's life, his family's ruined too, because he's never seen the outside world again.
Right.
And it's horrible. It's a cycle, it seems. And I think the press kind of fosters this stuff and keeps the, not you,
right, I'm not, I know you're talking about the big media,
right? And so we tell the kids, you know, don't look at the things around you. Look to your heart and think, what are the ramifications if I do this?
Right.
So, and with the Pride program, that's what they're doing every day with the youth and the schools and all that. And now, like I said, the Texas side will be doing the same as well. So.
And Christy, you said on the Facebook that in that Pride Academy, the kids are getting a lot of good out of it, but really, when you look at it, the officers who are involved get a lot of good out of it too.
Yes,
it helps them.
Yes, you know, that was an unexpected result when we started this. Mm-hmm. Everything we study, and we do longitudinal studies on all of our kids and the teenagers, but what we found is that these officers, they not only enjoyed it, but they continue to want to be more proactive in our community programs. And again, that's because, you know, what does anybody want to be a police officer for? It's to help people.
Right.
You know, but in reality, you kind of don't get to do a lot of helping because not really many people want to see you. So, you know, with that, this is an opportunity for these officers to give back and to show this community that they are a good person. And they are, like you said, a regular person.
That's right.
And they want to be part of this community and do good things. And they're incredible at what they do. Right. I'm so proud of them.
And Rob, it's never too late.
Well, no, it's
maybe
not.
It could be too late, but it's not too late right now for anybody out there that still would like to be in the golf tournament, get their little team together. You're really full up, but you'd squeeze somebody in, so, right?
Absolutely. we have a few less teams than last year. But again, the sponsorships have been wonderful. But yeah, we got room. Put a team together. Go on our website, justloveandkindness.org, or call me, 903-278-2590, and we definitely have a spot for you. It's a great day. Breakfast, roadhouse lunch afterwards, 2021 GMC pickup for a hole in one, and other prizes on the others for holes in one there too. So we've got it all going on.
Yeah, it'll be a good day.
Get involved for a good time.
And I think the folks from K-Pig are going to be out there live with us.
Yeah, we are going to be out there as a
you
matter of
food,
fact.
So I knew I could drag JW out.
You know,
floats the air like
it's not all.
Stone.
It is about food.
It's not all about food with me. My goodness.
No, it really is.
If it was so much about food, I wouldn't be able to get through that door. But I can still get through that door.
Somebody's defensive.
We're really tickled you guys are going to be there.
Let's play a game, Anna. Let's see how smart you are since you're so smart.
Well, I've got
and y'all play along with her. Yeah. It's called, and Anna hates this game, but that's what here. It's what's here today.
Perfect.
It's called Spy the Lie.
Yay.
I'm going to give you a statement, and then you get about multiple choice, three or four different choices. One of them is not true. The rest are true.
Okay.
Okay? So here we go, and good luck, because I wouldn't know any of these. All of the following movies,
oh, I'm good on movies.
Okay, open
good.
In theaters this weekend, okay. Except for one, You Spy the Lie. Okay? All of these are opening up this weekend except for one. Malignant.
Right.
The Card Counter.
Mm-hmm.
The Greatest Trip. Queen Pins or Small Engine Repair.
Christy, save us.
Which one is not a real movie?
The Greatest Trip.
Yay!
I am just overwhelmed.
My kid and I, we don't play when it comes to movies. We know our movies.
She's right. All those other ones are real. The Greatest Trip is not real. All right. Here's the second question.
Okay.
All of the following are new shows, new TV shows coming to your TV this fall, except for one. Okay, here they are. House Calls with Dr. Phil, Dance Off 2021, The Greatest At-Home Movies, or The Wonder Years. Which one is not a real TV show?
I know The Wonder Years is because I'm looking forward to that. That
right,
is what I grew up on.
Yeah. Yep.
What was the first two?
Dance Off 2021, House Calls with Dr. Phil, or The Greatest At-Home Movies. Which one out of those three is not real?
Dr. Phil sounds real.
Yeah.
The movie sounds real, so.
Dance Off.
That's great deduction, because that's right.
Yay!
And the final question.
Okay,
Anna.
Uh-huh.
Being the Navy mom.
Yeah.
All of the following are real names of U.S. Navy vessels, except for one.
All right.
USS Kearney.
Yep.
USS Cowpens.
Mm-hmm.
USS Fortress. USS Higgins, and USS Wasp. Which one is not a real U.S. Navy vessel?
It's the Fortress.
Yes!
Hi, yay!
It is the Fortress. All the rest of them are
indeed
real. I'm still amazed at the first one. That was great.
Thank you.
I mean, I have 11-year-old, and that's what we do every evening. We look at upcoming movie trailers.
I love that.
So we plan. We're big movie.
Rob, one more time, give them that Facebook and everything that they can go on to find out more about the golf tournament if they want to get involved in that, or if they want to come down and bid on some of those auction items, or maybe have a lunch with you guys with the Roadhouse and help you out that way. What's the Facebook page?
I know the website.
Okay, the website.
JustLovingKindness.org. If you want to buy a dinner ticket, they are for sale on there.
Right.
Also, the live auction with an auctioneer. You know, guesstimating, you know, when the play is done and what have you, somewhere between 1:30, somewhere in that area. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome to come out and drive those prices up.
Yes.
There you go.
Great cause.
I hope somebody gets a hole-in-one, wins a big truck and all that good, and all the other prizes you got out there. Thank you so much for coming in. You'll have to come back in when we get to Shooty, the police chief for Tash County, Texas, in here to talk about their new program. And Christy, thank you so much for coming in and being
welcome.
With us. You're always welcome. And thank you for your Pride Academy program and all your officers and what you do for the community.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.